This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett had a heated exchange with Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. during a hearing Thursday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Bennett was questioning the secretary over his firing of all members of a vaccine advisory panel, then putting in their place some vaccine skeptics. It devolved into a shouting match after questions about vaccine schedules for children.
I'm asking the questions, Mr. Kennedy.
Your question.
I'm asking the questions for Mr. Kennedy on behalf of parents and schools and teachers all over the United States of America who deserve so much better than your leadership.
While some Republicans defended Kennedy's leadership, Bennett and other Democrats on the Finance Committee called on him to resign. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In the U.S. House, Colorado's Joe Neguse introduced bills this week to reverse cuts to federal climate and disaster agencies. CPR's Ishan Thakur.
The Protect Americans from Climate Disasters Act would restore funding and staffing to NOAA, a key climate and weather agency that has a major research arm in Boulder. The bill would also restart the $1 billion disaster program, which tracks the country's most expensive disasters. Another bill, the FEMA Critical Staffing Act, would reverse cuts to FEMA and restore programs that helped communities prepare for disasters. One program, known as BRIC, has awarded more than $20 million to Colorado projects. Colorado and other states have also sued the Trump administration to restore that program. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
A Utah musician who was detained by immigration authorities and held in Colorado is expected to be released on a $25,000 bond, his family says. John Shin is a professional violinist and married to an American citizen. He was detained last week while doing some work on Fort Carson Army Base near Colorado Springs. His wife, Danae Snow, says she got word the bond was processed Thursday.
We are just thrilled and we cannot wait to get him back home.
Shin still faces deportation, but his family has applied for a visa. This is CPR News.